Well, it's pay per gigabit roaming, so I'm paying. So yeah, so it's just you pay the $50 for 50 gig of data, and then after 50 gigs of data, you pay a dollar per gigabyte. So as long as your checkbook is open.
I'm not concerned about anybody running data up on it. That wasn't the question. My thing is, you know, some of the times we get down there with the MiFis and stuff, and we try to connect into the cell system, and it's so jam-packed full that, you know, it doesn't work efficient.
That's kind of why this is why we're taking this. So, it's to bypass that. It shouldn't be deprioritized, although depending upon the area, you know, it depends on how loaded, you know, the ground station is in that area, because it is, they do ground stations based by regional areas. So, like, right now I'm coming off of, even though we're in Michigan, we're using the ground station in Chicago, which at night, if I did a speed test on it, I'm seeing 80 to 70 megabits down and 30 megabits up, but still 10 to 15 milliseconds of latency, which is awesome. But, like, during the day, you can tell it's not as loaded because I'm getting 300 megs down. So, like, you do see some of that, but I think it's more of a loading than quote-unquote deprioritizing, like you see on the LTE side of things.